Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the nomination court results for the February 3rd by-elections and the perpetual election mode in Zimbabwe at a time when the country is facing a crippling drought. But first, as Senegal gears up for elections in February, some reporters are turning away from coverage, citing attacks and threats. In a bright spot, some journalists and police are training together to find a better way forward. For VOA, Senanu Todd reports from Dakar in Senegal.
At the Maison de la Presse in Dakar, Senegal, journalists share their experiences of harassment by police and politicians with media stakeholders and security experts. They say violations in the past 2 years are responsible for Senegal's ranking on the Press Freedom Index, dropping from 49th to 104th of 180 countries. Coverage of protests over the arrest of an opposition leader in 2021 marks the beginning of the decline, says Mamadou Tio, chair of Senegal's Council for the Observation of the Rules of Ethics and Professional Conduct in the Media, or CORED. Media covering those clashes, in which about a dozen civilians were killed, soon found themselves targeted.
The journalists wanted to show what was happening, really, and this, police and gendarmerie forces didn't want the press to show that. And that's why, you know, sometimes there was a daggers drawn. The gentleman agreement existing between us, let's say, before March 21, you know, this gentleman agreement, you know, didn't operate it after those events.
Since that date, media watchdogs have documented upward of 20 assaults on journalists.
One of the attacks happened recently, and I find it very ridiculous. During a protest, the governor, specifically a former governor of Dakar, gave blatant instructions to the defense and security forces to tear gas and attack the press.
VOA's attempt to reach Governor Alioune Badar Assane about the incident were unsuccessful. A spokesperson for Senegal's government did not respond to VOA's request for comment about the incident and the country's decline in press freedom. In a bid to repair the relationship, police and press are training together. In a training session hosted by RSF, journalists called for increased protection and reform to several provisions in Senegal's press code.
We are calling on the authorities, first of all, to stop, to put an end to the never-ending arrests of journalists we have seen in the last 2 years, and also to repeal the problematic provisions in the press codes, because in many countries in West Africa, the press codes are done in a way that if a journalist is arrested, he can't be sent to jail directly. But in Senegal, that's not the case.
As Senegal's February presidential election approach, Reporters Without Borders, or RSF, has observed an increase in harassment. The media watchdog has noted a rise in intermittent internet cuts and social media blackouts as well. Sabah Abbas says these are attempts to silence the media.
I don't think our country, which always claims to be a democratic and hospitable country, should be called a democratic one if we continue to see these kinds of practices, if journalists can no longer do their job properly.
While CORED says many journalists are wary of political coverage ahead of the February vote, RSF says it will be there to help train and equip reporters to do their work safely. Senanu Todd, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
And back to Zimbabwe, nomination courts for the February 3rd by-elections set today in Bulawayo, Marondera Chinoyi and Gweru to replace a recalled Citizens Coalition for Change lawmakers who were recalled by Sengezo Chabangu, who claims to be the Secretary General of the opposition party led by Nelson Chamisa. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer Uthwile Sligwana speaks to Studio 7 on the nomination process. That was ZEC Chief Elections Officer Uthuile Sligwana. CCC recalled members have filed their papers under CCC as announced by the ZEC Nomination Officer Stembiso Kupe at the Bulawayo Magistrates Court.
The following National Assembly constituency candidates have been duly nominated in alphabetical order of their surnames. Nkomo Abraham Yona, DOP, Party, Siziva Gift, CCC, Party, Tembo More Blessing, CCC, Party, Chuma Joseph, ZANU-PF Party. Since more than one candidate has been duly nominated for this election, a poll shall take place on Saturday, 3 February 2024, in accordance with Section 46, Subsection 17, Paragraph C of the Electoral Act, Chapter 213, as read with proclamation number 10 of 2023. Thank you.
That was ZEC Nomination Officer Stembiso Kupe speaking at the Bulawayo Magistrate Court. Meanwhile, Sengezo Chabangu's attorney Nqobile Sithole is threatening to file a court application to seek the disqualification of recalled CCC parliamentarians who submitted their papers at the nomination court today, indicating that they are under the opposition party led by Nelson Chamisa.
Well, what is common cause is that these expelled members of the CCC cannot, in our view and with respect, purport to represent CCC in the next by-election. There is no logic in them trying to force a certain status quo, when in truth and in fact the courts have confirmed that they should not do so if they were expelled and there has not been any readmission by the party. So going to the nomination court and making yourself available to be a member of parliament or senate or even a local authority under the same banner from the institution or universitas, common law universitas that expelled you, is not going to be helpful. We have instructions once again that when ZEC confirms the number of persons and individuals that are going to represent their respective organizations or institutions in the by-election.
That was a Triple C self-proclaimed Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu's attorney, Ngobile Sithole, speaking in Bulawayo. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And today we are discussing the nomination court results for the February 3rd by-elections and the perpetual election mode in Zimbabwe at a time when the country is facing a crippling drought. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Washington Komo of ZANU-PF, and we are looking forward to be joined by Fortune Mlalazi. We are still trying to get hold of him. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen. Kube le nomination court namhlanje ehleliyo endaweni ezijiyeneyo laphana yikuthi kuzakuba le by-election mhla ka 3 February kuke kwaba leyinye njalo i-by-election mhla ka 9 December ukubona njani lokho ukuthi ilizwe selihlala liku-election mode nje ukusukusela ngo-August ukuze sesiyangena komnye umnyaka ukubona njani lokho
ngizwe ukubona ngayo ukuthi njengoba ngizokuthi sasukuhamanize election ya 23 August abantu bahamba bayazi ukuthi bevotela labo abafithi bekhokheli zezimbabwe impumelelo yaphuma yabanhle ibandla lethu saphumelela safaka umongameli saba lama-member of parliament amaningi kakhulu i-majority ese-parliament kodwa lenganzelela ukuthi sevumile lokhu kwaba kuba lokuxokozela khona ngale kwe-opposition kubo-Triple C yiko kubangela ukuthi siloko sibuyela esekheni kathi ngokuya ngokuya sibili kuphuze ezingaka abantu sebekhangelene ngokuthuthukisa ilizwe le-Zimbabwe besiya phambili but ngenxa yokuthi kungakenze ukuxokozela abantu bekhethi emaphathini siyakhona ukwenzakala kwe-opposition kuyabangela ukuthi kubizwe i-election ngabe-ZEC ngathi kune-election njenge-political party nombambe ukuthi ngathi sipatisipete ngayinsenze njenge-political party ukuthi ngathi lapho kuzakona amathuba okuthi sipatisipete siyapatisipeta lathi kutholakale ukuthi lathi singenye ehlala amakhandini ukuthi sipatisipete kuyelo le-election kodwa eyabibangelwe ukuxokozela lokula uma-opposition party yabo-Triple C la.
Yeah, ngiyabonga laphana Nkomo. We were trying to get hold of Fortune Mlalazi, but unfortunately we could not get hold of him. But we have Mr. Trust Ndlovu on the line. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ndlovu.
Good evening, good to all your listeners.
Thank you. Mr. Ndlovu, we are talking about the by-elections in Zimbabwe and the fact that Zimbabwe has been in election mode for a long time now. Looking at that, we had the harmonized elections in August 2023 and the by-elections December 9th. And now we have a situation where people were at the nomination course today for the by-elections that will be coming on the 3rd of February 2024. What's your view on this?
Good evening once again. Like I've indicated that I'm traveling, so I'm sorry if I do cut off. Well, what I can say is that it's a shame in Zimbabwe. It shows that the leadership, with the challenge of leadership, with the challenge of good governance in that country, and that is why you see that even our institutions, they are weaponized only to destroy, disseminate the opposition. The whole process is like the people they are fighting for to actually show forth that they were not happy with what happened. So we don't know of a government led by ZANU-PF that is able to manipulate our court and our parliament as well. These recalls to me were pathetic, and it shows that the leadership do not even consider the poverty in our countryside, in our cities, everywhere, because you waste such kind of money and time in elections which were very unnecessary, removing the people who have won the elections nationally on the 23rd August and replacing them with people who were not voted, like Scott Sapwana and Mabuku and the other places. It's an indictment to destruction of democracy in our country, violation of all moral principles. It shows that the government has no nerve to high moral ground to deal with issues that should give benefit to the country and develop the country. I'm sorry, these elections is a demonstration of a vicious and uncaring government.
Thank you there, Ndlovu. Yeah, Nkomo laphana uyamuzwa ukuthi uthini uthi hayi umlando ujikela emzini wakho laphana uthi hathi abakhokhelayo ababusayo elizweni yibo ababangele lokhu. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Lokhu kuyadanisa sibili ukuthi Ndlovu kumuntu ezinjalo, ngoba kekubhekente emgcekele kanti umuzi wakho udilika wena usolela kamakhelwane. Lokhu into esegcekeni ekhanyayo ukuthi abantu abazilwela bodwa nathibani lokwenzakala kwopozishini. Makhangela bona wena opposition bona abakhumbelanayo besulana lwane utshanisa uthi lwane usenzezisenisa izamphilo lwane usenzezela yakethi amakhandida ayimpozwa utshanisa usebenza izamphilo bonke ngabe into zabo ngihambi kuhle bakhumbela kuzamphilo njalo lokhu akhulume ukuthi ama-setting anjani njani. Hayi, ayisikho lokho. Le yiproblem ekwe-opposition anti laba bahlala ngisilo hayi akozisesisama anti abesaberikholana besenzaka into ebisalisindakala lapha nalapha but bona bale problem ukuthi bayasenzakanto ezinjalo bayakhompela komakhelwane isedivelephindiyakele enjani edilikalo ngatho mhlala ngokuthi nje funa silandela umthetho elise ngamsiserikolizethathi kule vacant nazeyiparty ngiyasilo mlando ukuthi iparticipate kuma-election. So asilani lokwenzakala kwe-opposition njalo asilani nakule partyeke that we are running ZANU-PF and we don't involve ourselves into ezinjazo lezo ezama-opposition lapho abalala khona balala balwe kulungisiwe zabo but nxabe rikole ngathiwa kule-lesin nakundiphathisele zekhati.
Ye, ngiyabonga Nkomo. Ndlovu, are you still there? Ticharisa apo vandlovu nyaya idzi dziri kutaurwa dzemabielections. Tiri kuona kuti muzuva ranhasi vanhu vakadzingiswa navashavangu kuparlamendi uko vapinda zvekare vachinyorisa vari pasi pesangano reTCCC. Izvi tinoona zvichiitika panguva apo paine vamwe vakatadza kuti vapinde pamaelections emusi December 9 nekuda kwekuti vakanyoresa vari pasi peTCCC asi ana chavangu vakaenda kukoti zvikaramba. Apa chii chamuri kuona kunge chasiyana apa seTCCC chingaita kuti vanhu ava vange vachigona kupinda muelection vari pasi peparty yeTCCC?
Ngiwe ngiqale nje ngokuthi ngiphendule uba kuNkomo ngendlela abetha ngayo, ngoba uyaziwa vele ukuthi ngumuntu angathini vele. Kodwa ke iqiniso elimsulwa yilokuthi ubaba uMdenda umuntu wezana, asingayishayi nje siye lesiyele. Siyakwazi kahle ukuthi ama-records la ukuze aphumelele kungenxa yabantu iziphathimandla zezana. Siyakwazi kahle ukuthi nobaba uChris Mchang uke wakhuluma wajabula wabonisa vele ukuthi yena uyithokozele le ndaba nokuthi khona hhayi thina vele sihambisana nako konke kwenzakala. Bonke nobaba uShinamata lo bonke bakhuluma bakhululekile khombisa ukuthi bayajabulela. Ungajabulela ukuphulwa komthetho, ungajabulela ukuthi izinto ezenzakala kumakhelwane ngapha aziko zinhle, mhlawumbe kufa abantwana, mhlawumbe kuyadlengulwa, mhlawumbe izinto azihambi ngendlela, wena ubese uyajabula. Konke lokho kukhombisa sobala ukuthi kule sandla semfene izama iyathinteka, singakubalekeli vele lokho. Ngisibuye ngizame nje ukuthi ngiphendule indaba oyikhuluma ngayo.
Ngikubamba umlomo laphana Ndlovu. Kulo munye osifonele laphana mana sike siza ukuthi yena uthini bese siphenduka lapha embuzweni ebengiwubuzile. Hello caller.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, yes, where are you calling us from?
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Hello, nxa ungizwa uyenelisa ukuthi wehlisa ivolume yakho laphana senelisa ukuthi sixoxe. Yebo. Ungaqhubeka laphana Ndlovu, ungani asizwanani lo muntu obe fonile laphana. Qhubeka baba Ndlovu, uphendule umbuzo laphana.
Ngiphinde ngithi mina ngalo mbuzo wokugcina ukuthi abantwana kubuhlungu ukubona abantwana baseZimbabwe bahlukuluzwa ngale ndlela ukuthi namhlanje sebephoqaleka ukuthi babaleke iparty yabo, bachiyane neparty yabo bese baregister as independent. Kubuhlungu ukubona into enjengalena ukudlala vele okwenziwa izanu lokhu ukuthi namhlanje sesiyobona abantwana sezimisele, abantu kade bekhethiwe ukuthi babe ama-representatives, ama-constituency, baxoshiwe ngendlela vele edanisayo bese namhlanje bazama ukuthi ababuyele, babuyele ngendlela yokuthi babe ama-independent. Ngabe yimi umuntu ophethe laphana, ngabe ngiyahlazeka, ngabe vele ngiyadana ngale nto eyenzakalayo. Kodwa-ke okubuhlungu futhi ukuthi nje uyabona ukuthi iparty le ethandwa ngabantu yiyo egijinyiswa ngumthetho we-manipulation ngezani. Njengoba sihlala sikhuluma nje ukuthi inkinga ise-leadership, inkinga eku-governance, inkinga ekubakhokheli. Abakhokheli esilabo abalandaba namuntu, abakhokheli esilabo abasathandwa ngomzulu. So inkinga ephilile ngathi Paulo noma ngihlazela ningi angizange ngithole umbi update ngokuthi kuhambe kanjani ema court ku nomination court namhlanje ngiyakhuluma nje njengoba ngishilo ukuthi namhlanje ngisendleleni ngiya travela kodwa ke generally ukuthi wenza
yes siyabonga laphana Ndlovu there is a caller on the line hello
hello
Yes, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Yeah, ngubani usifonela ungapi ungenile kuhlelo?
Ehe, ungiduzi.
Yeah, linjani baba? Lilubona njani udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje?
Nalamuta wathile elikhuluma ngalo ngiyazibuza ukuthi kanti ele yena uyuthamisa kathi unga into zonke lezi zenzakala kanye iphinde futhi ngizuza ukuthi kathi uchabanga ulawula njani yena engunobhala upresident engalawuli kathi vele kufuze kanti kulawule umuntu omkhulu nothi omncane
ye siyakuzwa baba Sibanda
ewe
Yes, siyabonga. Sibuyele kuwe laphana Nkomo. Uyibona njani indaba leyi engani ilengxabangxoza lapha ukubona njani konke lokho? Usithi fahla fahla laphana ngamafitshane isikhathi sesingani sesigijimile laphana. Ye, usakhona yini Nkomo laphana? Ungani kakho Ndlovu coming back Yes Nkomo
Ngangizwa phela
Yeah I can hear you yeah ngiyakuzwa Yeah ungaqhubeka lapha
Ngizama ukuthi ngiyele ukukhulunywa uNdlovu lapha hayi uNdlovu lela phezu into emgala lapha iphosifile kakhulu Ngayisithi umthetho uyaqanilwe elizwe angizwisisi kahle because akuba umthetho oqanilwa nga umuntu erecorder iparty yakhe ukuthi ukuthi unevacancy ngale then izethi ngayitho yathi ukuthi yahlala e-nomination court thina singephathi zamkhefu silelungele ukuthi siswake ama-candidates lapha ngoba kuyakuthi kunevacancy njalo yena engathi yonke into eyenzakalayo ekhombeni umuntu kithi ngapha and ebona ukuthi into le seligceke ukuthi umsindo lowo vele yinto ezethuphisi balwawodwa njalo bengithotha umqondisi ukuthi ngayikhuluma ekhuma ngibanda lethu erezantu sengathi zani akubantetho yizani aziyizani p f eyangena kumanyano ukubambana kwezani izaphu lezani kwaba izani p f yeyisihamba ngayo lokuthi ethi zani hhayi engathi ngizalo ethi zani mina kuthi ukuthi hhayi yaze kuma ngephathi engatho le sihamba ngayo ekokhelwa ngoba umlangako aethu esihamba ngayo ebokhelwa ngoba umlangako yizani p f engathi zani
ngiyabonga
babankomo Yeah.
Mr. Ndlovu, would you come and conclude while you ask, while you answer Nkomo there? Just conclude in a few words.
Okay, thank you so much, Mube. I think Mr. Nkomo knows very well that when we're talking of ZANU PF, which includes this ZAPU, you know that we have only two ZAPUs now. Anyway, I don't want to get into such politics, political parties, how they But let me quickly say, the issue of Sengez or Shalambu is a shame. The guy is just being used. He's a very, when I look at him, I see an innocent somebody who is just being used and is, very soon, ZANU-PF, when they have used him, ZANU-PF, they will dump him again.
Ngiyabonga ngiyabonga Ndlovu laphana isikhathi yiso esesisichile laphana that brings us to the end of our show signing off in Washington I am Thabo Kancube